Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 27, Thursday, 2020, Day 58. Today's topic, stand up. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 32, verses 6 to 11, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 22 to chapter 22, verse 16, Mark chapter 9, verses 1 to 29, Proverbs 10, verse 18. Today's main passage, Mark chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief. When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. The listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is be stand up. The first stand up. Before the rising of the mighty waters, big crisis comes. We need to be willing to stand up, to seek the Lord, to be close to Him, and to be in His loving embrace, teaching and instructions. Let's listen to Psalm 32, verses 6 to 11. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the wolves of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. The second stand up, from following the worldly impure lifestyle to stand up, keep and follow the Lord's holy kingdom authority. That's from Leviticus chapter 20, verses 22 to 26. Keep all my decrees and laws and follow them. so that the land where I am bringing you to live may not vomit you out. You must not live according to the customs of the nations I am going to drive out before you. Because they did all these things, I abhor them. But I said to you, you will possess their land. I will give it to you as an inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has set you apart from the nations. You must therefore make a distinction between clean and unclean animals, and between unclean and clean birds. Do not defile yourselves by any animal or bird or anything that moves along the ground. Those that I have set apart as unclean for you, you are to be holy to me, because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own. The third, stand up. Go up to the mountain to have time with Abba, receive his word into his loving arms, enjoy his love, and to exercise his mighty power and authority. Now, Mark chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. And he said to them, truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Then Mark chapter 9, verses 23 to 29. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. When Jesus saw that a cloud was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, the kind can come out only by prayer. And in some versions, by prayer and fasting. The fourth, stand up, to be Christ-like, not to be a fool. That's from Proverbs 10, verse 18. Whoever conceals hatred with lying lips and spreads slander is a fool. And let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to wake up, stand up, and not stay in our own comfort zone, in a deep sleep, but to decide to stand up and follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think you are staying in your own comfort zone, not willing to wake up? Why no? Why yes? Number two, what is your next step to wake up and stand up? What is the next step for you to help those Jesus prepares to wake up and stand up? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.